Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Kent Backus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on trade in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, State School land is leased for agricultural and recreational use. This year, more than 500 tracts of land for lease are being offered at auction. Lease auctions continue on Monday, October 18th in Elk City at 10 a.m. at the Elk City Convention Center for Beckham, Caddo, Kiowa, and Ouachita counties. On Tuesday, October 19th, auctions are in Lawton at 10 a.m. at the Comanche County Fairgrounds with Comanche, Cotton, Jackson, Grady, and Tillman counties. Wednesday, October 20th, auctions are in Stillwater at 10 a.m. in the Payne County Expo Center for Logan, Noble, Payne, and Pawnee counties. Auctions conclude next Monday, October 25th, in Shawnee. For more information about auctions and available leases, visit www.clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LAND. School land auctions are a great opportunity for grazing, farming, hunting, or fishing, and the money benefits Oklahoma education.
More from Casey Shepard's conversation with Kent Backus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association about trade. And Kent Backus says it's important for the Biden administration not to be protectionist, but aggressive in seeking trade deals.
The United States is shifting from a let's review kind of mindset to let's engage. And that's something that we should get behind, not only for the administration, but especially for Congress. Congress let the Trade Promotion Authority lapse in July, and it's going to take Congress to bring that back. And with Trade Promotion Authority, that will be that, you know, Congress is going to set the goals and the expectations for the executive branch to go out and negotiate these agreements. And that is applicable not only to the Biden administration, but future administrations. We can't expect our negotiators to go out and secure these good agreements if they don't have you know, kind of the support of Congress behind it. And this is one way to do that. But I think the United States is, you know, we've definitely had to, take a step back with COVID, look at everything that happened with supply chains and find out, okay, where are our weaknesses, our vulnerabilities, where can we improve? And I think we've done that. I think we're going to continue to do that over the next year or so. But that doesn't mean you walk away from negotiations. It means that you double down, you reengage, and you lead. The United States has to lead these negotiations. We can't lead from the back. We lead from the front. And it means that our allies have to trust that we're going to be able to stand with them, but also that we're going to be true to our word on these things, and we're going to defend science, and we're going to advocate for stronger trade policies. And I think that, you know, the U.S. government is definitely has a good record of doing that, and we just need to reengage and show the world that that's who we are.
You still feel like it's a pretty good deal for beef going forward?
I definitely think that we are in a much better position as the U.S. cattle sector. We're in a much better position than any of our competitors. When you look at Korea, we have a massive tariff rate advantage over them, over the Australians, over the Canadians, and we're just cleaning up of that market. Just in the first, you know, 8 months of 2021, we've sold $1.5 billion of beef to that market, and a lot of it's because we've removed these big barriers. Same goes for Japan. And with China, with that phase one agreement, it wasn't the purchase order that really kind of put us over the top. It was removing the BSE ban, the hormone ban, and a lot of the other non-tariff barriers that really opened up that market for us. So, yeah, I think we're going to be in a much better position. Just seeing the gains we've made so far this year, I don't think it's too far out of reach to think that we could feasibly, you know, expect to see $9 billion in total exports by the end of the year. Now, that's a very ambitious goal, sure. But I don't think it's impossible.
Well, so then what does trade policy look like in the future?
Well, I think, you know, as we look at future priorities in trade policy, you've got tariff and non-tariff barriers that will always be there. You know, how tariffs are being used and used against us. But on the non-tariff side, it's not just about hormones, beta agonists. I mean, we have to be careful that, you know, this approach that the Europeans and others have used to kind of take science out of the equation, that doesn't, you know, bite us when it comes to climate policies that are being, you know, initiated in trade policy. So that when you're talking about sustainability, do we have, you know, objective standards? Are we incorporating things like GWP Star to make sure that, you know, that we have the most accurate ways of measuring sustainability? I think that, you know, those are going to be some of the things that we look at, but also animal welfare. We've never really had to talk about these things in the past because to in many ways, consumers, it wasn't a priority issue, but climate, animal welfare, other these other things, they are emerging as more priorities. So you're seeing that from countries as, hey, here are things that are important to us. For the United States, we're head and shoulders above a lot of our competitors on these issues, especially animal welfare, especially animal health on sustainability. I mean, that is a good story that we can tell, and we have to do a better job of telling it. So that's one of the things that we're going to work on. But you know, moving forward, who knows what other policies are going to be out there? But that's why you always have to be engaged, and you can't just put it in cruise control. You got to keep your foot on the accelerator.
Kent Backus of NCBA talking trade. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465. Or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.